President Obama has requested $3.1 billion to modernize federal IT systems in 2017. Staff at the Office of Management and Budget aren't certain whether Congress will go along, but they want to be prepared. New draft policy obtained by Federal News Radio calls on agency CIOs to do much of the upfront planning now in case the money comes through. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller has more. And Jason, you got your hands on a pretty hot piece of policy that is a lot of work, even if there is no money. What does it state?
Well, I think that what the policy is trying to do here, and it's a draft, so let's be clear, it could change. One of the big things is saying government has to modernize its IT systems. That's there's no arguments there. I don't think anyone would tell you that that is wrong. So let's get all this upfront planning done. And if that $3.1 billion comes through, great. And if it doesn't, hey, this planning is still really valuable. So going back to what you're doing, OMB is basically asking agencies, again, draft policy, so it could change, but asking agencies in this draft to do four things. Number one, let's develop the criteria. How do you decide what program, what project, what system needs to be modernized? That's going to be that heavy lifting actually is going to be done by the General Services Administration. And by April 15th, they are going to publish a full list of criteria to be used by agencies to identify and evaluate systems for modernization and also provide them with a template to submit back to OMB.
So if you're still running tape cartridges, probably that's due for a little update.
Or COBOL. They always love the COBOL.
Well, that's every system in government almost.
No, Tom, be nice.
It's a lot of them.
It's a lot of them. Only at SSA. Second thing they're asking is...
And IRS.
Let's identify and prioritize those systems. So again, that works by May 31st. Agencies would have to come up with at least three high priority systems based on the criteria outlined by GSA and then submit those systems to OMB. Remember, it's a minimum of three, but really they want as many as you think is necessary. And of course, these have to look at what can you get done over a 12-month time frame. Also look at stuff like the Federal Information Security Modernization Act. So what FISMA challenges, high-valued assets, as well as kind of the idea of how does it meet your mission. Number four is actually the modernization planning. So once GSA publishes and finalizes the criteria and the template by May 31st, then by July 31st, the draft states agencies will submit to OMB those profiles, those thought out business cases to say, this is what we're going to do if we get the money, this is how much money we would need, and go through the process. And the fourth, Tom, is execution. Now that's the big one.
And that's what takes the money.
That's the money. That's where the money gets, if you will, handed out from a review board that's set up within GSA, but is led by several of agencies, including OMB, GSA, and some of the other big ones.
The question is, could OMB's thinking go like this? If we've got really well-developed plans with milestones and all the things that plans have and naming specific systems, how can Congress not go along with something so ready to put in the oven?
I think that's part of the thinking, but remember, it's Congress, so you just never know what they're going to actually
This is really shovel-ready.
It is shovel-ready, and it doesn't mean it's good enough, because a lot of times when you look at a fund like this that has no quote-unquote owner, the concern is that a quote-unquote slush fund, and that's the trouble OMB had over the years with the e-government fund. It's only until the Obama administration, and let's be clear about this, that they got substantial money in that e-government fund for years under the Bush administration, who came up with this idea of such a fund, $5 million, $7 million, $5 million. Only recently did they get more, and they've proven that when they use the money, they do good things with it. So I think that's actually a good precursor to getting Congress on board. But that's a big difference, Tom, between 20 or 30 million and 3.1 billion.
Yeah, that's a big number. And so would this work of planning be primarily for the CIOs? Are they the belly buttons that are being pushed here?
So I think the CIOs are really, if you will, the senior accountable official in many cases. But OMB says in this draft policy, you should bring in the mission folks. You should bring in the CFO. You should bring in the chief acquisition officer. So what they're saying is FATARA has given CIOs...
That was what I was going to ask. Is this a FATARA compliant type of exercise?
Well, compliance is a dirty word, so let's not use that. But this is based on FATARA saying we're giving CIOs authority. Now use this authority, and here's one way to use it, which is by modernizing your old systems. And I think it's smart. It's not just saying CIOs do this, but CIOs lead this and bring in the right people as you can under FATARA now to create these, if you will, review boards or these collaborative sessions to talk about what needs to get done.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller, and you've talked to a few people around town about this. What is the reaction to this draft policy?
I've talked to both former OMB folks, former federal CIOs, and generally speaking, everyone is very, very positive about this. In fact, I was just told just the other day that actually OMB has reached out to a small set of friendly industry folks, former government officials, for their opinion and their input on this as well. And in the end, what people are saying is, listen, the modernization has to happen. And the way the process OMB is laying out, it has a lot of good things about it. Simone Zickman, the former Commerce Department CIO, and he's now the CTO at Attain, he said one thing that stands out to him is, number one, this is only for civilian agencies. So what about DOD? I think DOD knows, you know, they have a lot to modernize as well. He wonders why only civilian agencies. Now, part of the reason, Tom, I think, is because FATARA only applies to civilian agencies. So maybe they're trying to build off that FATARA piece. The second thing is that he talked about was asking only for three projects or programs or systems to modernize. It could be, there's a concern that it could be a check the box. Oh, I did my three and back off. And he suggested, as did actually, I talked to Tim Young as well, the former OMB official in the eGov office and now over at Deloitte. Both of them said very similar things about portfolio management. Why aren't they doing this from a portfolio perspective? So in that way, OMB then can connect the dots. If you need an HR and I need an HR modernization, only OMB will see it. If I do it on my own and you do it on your own, OMB may not, I may not know that you have the same needs as I do. So those are just two things that were highlighted.
All right, this could bring in a lot of ideas because modernizing sometimes means moving sections to the cloud while you redevelop them and so forth. So in many ways, it could bring together a lot of policy that's already existing.
Absolutely right. And what's interesting about this draft policy, there is no mention of cloud computing. There is no mention of the cloud first policy. And that stood out to another person I spoke with who said, what's going on here? Why isn't there a strong encouragement and emphasis to move things to the cloud? Because while the savings may be debatable, you do get better service. You do get, and we're talking about commodity IT to a certain extent. We're talking about mission IT to a certain extent. Why not take advantage of the ability of the cloud and the benefits from the cloud? So I think that's another thing. One last thing I'll point out that people were maybe a little concerned about, Tom, was the governance structure. This review board that's going to look at the projects to make decisions, the criteria that's being set by OMB, by GSA, while they don't have a problem with the criteria, how do you ensure that it's independent? How do you ensure that the governance piece is strong enough to push things through? And I think those are fair questions. I don't think they're necessarily criticisms. No one's saying this won't work, but they are saying, I think, a little more devil's in the details.
And there's one crucial thing you report also, Jason, and that is that OMB, you say, is clear in the draft policy. This money, this $3.1 billion, should they get it, is not the only money available. Agencies do have some money of their own, which seems to imply that they expect agencies to proceed toward execution, at least partially, even without that passage of that money.
As well as in their 2018 budget, request money for modernization efforts. Don't just depend on this $3.1 billion. Because even if you take $3.1 billion divided by 25 and number of projects there are, you're not talking about a ton of money. I mean, not every agency is going to get $1 billion. I mean, every agency will get some millions of dollars potentially. But that's still not enough to modernize every system, even three systems per agency. So what OMB is saying, I think that's something that my sources have told me is really good about this, is they're looking to do this through the regular budget process as well. So if Congress doesn't come through, they have an alternative route.
And it went by pretty quick, but you just said 2018 budgets. We're already down that road a little bit.
Well, that's what this planning is. Remember, 2017's to Congress. Now agencies are starting to begin their 2018 budget. And now we know there'll be a new president, so those 2018 budgets will change probably a little.
Probably a little. Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller, thanks so much for that update.
Always a pleasure.
You can read his story and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.